Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with jazz saxophonist Pete Mills on the 2026 album, This Is Now. On this new project, he reunites a working group that has developed its chemistry over more than two decades. Guitarist Pete McCann, bassist Martin Wind, and drummer Matt Wilson, along with pianist Kenny Banks Jr. It's a solid, relaxed feel in a way that jazz is meant to be. We get into how this is one of the best projects that he's made up to this point in his career, how this band gels, America in 2026, and so much more. Enjoy this interview. We got new music. I'm looking forward to getting into the new album. I loved it so much. I've already profiled it on the show.
Thanks.
But we're going to profile it again, so I'm looking forward to getting into it. So thank you for taking a minute out today.
Well, I appreciate your interest.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of what's come out of this record.
I want to know, when you went into this project, what were you thinking? What was your vision? What was the outcome that you were looking for?
Well, this record contains my music, whereas the record I released earlier in the 25-26 year cycle was a record that had sort of a collective. So this record was going to showcase music that had been sort of bottlenecked in my life, some new things and then some things that I hadn't recorded that I've played, and I wanted a really exciting, fresh perspective on the music. And I'd been recording and playing a bit with Matt Wilson, Martin Wind, certainly Pete McCann, and also Kenny Banks Jr. in various and sundry ways over the years. So I had an idea of what I wanted to have come out of this record, of the music. And I also knew that putting the songs in the hands of these folks was going to create something new and exciting that I couldn't imagine until we did it. So the session was really open and fun and fast. And it was one of the most pleasurable recording sessions that I've been fortunate to be a part of, because these gentlemen are so open and creative, and they helped me think of things differently and play kind of better than I deserve.
I always get the sense, though, that all of you jazz cats, when you get together, no matter what group or ensemble, you all tend to work really well, even though you may not have played for a while or you come from different kind of methodologies. But once you get in that room, it always seems like there's a seamlessness, there's this gelling. Do you generally find that when you get together with a new group of people?
Well, I think that's the hope. Yeah. I think when you are surrounded, when I was surrounded and I'm surrounded by musicians of the caliber that are on this record, I know their music. I've played with them, as I mentioned, and I recorded with Matt Wilson. This is the third record, I think, maybe, with Matt over 25 years. And I've played with him a number of times, and I know his music. There's an openness with these musicians that I already knew about and had experienced, and there was so much listening going on that most of the music outside of the talk down was first takes. There's so much special, so many special moments in each of these songs for me that I hear that were unexpected. And I tried to do my best to go into the session in that way of knowing parameters of things and then knowing that I'm going to leave things open and try to search and react in the moment. And I think that's what came about.
What are you hoping the listener gets from the album?
I think we had a lot of fun playing this music. The more I play, the more I experience life in music and beyond. Particularly in music, I want a listener to feel some of the emotions that we were feeling when we were playing this music, sharing sound together. It was really fun. We had a great time. And I hope that, you know, a listener can listen to the music, feel that spirit, and if he or she chooses to dig in once or twice more, then I think they'll find lots of other layers to stuff here, because there are lots of layers to each song, and it's fun for me to listen in that way too. So I hope when people listen to this music, firstly, they'll smile at some of the moments that happen, and then also be intrigued to maybe listen to it another time. There's a lot of music here, and there are a lot of different emotions and sound textures, and I hope people choose to kind of dig in and make it a part of their, you know, their listening diet for a bit.
You know, the one thing about music is that it's one thing that you have this product of this auditory experience that you're giving people, but there's the packaging, and I can see it behind you there. You know, there's all kinds of options of packaging and doing it. Whenever you finish an album and you finally have that CD release day, or you get the first box in the mail, do you have that tangible, like, leap in your heart when you actually see that all of this work came to a fruition and it's in your hands?
It's a nice moment. It's an interesting moment anymore because we're so tuned into to non-physical product.
Yeah.
But it feels good to, you know, it's like, this is the sixth one I've done. I'm excited about it. It's a thing. It's a whole package of music. I'm very pleased with, you know, how the packaging came out. I'm pleased with the sound, with the music, and then sonically, it sounds really good. The sound captures my horn in a way that makes me happy. You know, this is now, the title is kind of a reference to how this music is created. It's a snapshot. This was a moment in our lives together in January of, I guess, 2025, when we recorded. And those 2 days that we spent in the studio together yielded some music, mostly in first takes, together in the studio at the same time, in a way that I'm really proud. And I think it's the best representation of my music so far in my life.
Wow. So let me ask you this. Right now, especially in America, we're going through some stressful times. There's war, which I guess the terminology is debatable, but we're in a skirmish right now, you know, prices and immigration and all of these things. And I think people out there are looking to artists and art for a level of escape, a level of soothing, all of these headlines that we get bombarded with, the lunacy, the clownery, so to speak. How much of living in this reality and this world today are you thinking as a musician about giving people in a live show or in a new album that level of comfort or community or escape?
Well, I think it's always important for us as musicians and artists to understand when we're doing whatever we do, that it's a gift that we get to do it. And I think it's a responsibility for me when I'm afforded an opportunity to play music on my own terms, my own creative music, that I not only give it my all, but also try to figure out how I can explain, be it musically or extra musically, a little bit about the music, so that it can be even perhaps more relatable to people. So there's a lot going on in our lives, in our world, and I think it's important to take a moment and just sit down and recharge and listen to some music wherever you can find that music that speaks to your soul. This is my contribution to that body of art, if you will, not only here, you know, on a record, but also every time I play, I try to do my best to give the audience something that they'll remember. Hopefully they'll smile a little bit. You know, we take the music seriously, but we also try to have fun. I also always try to have fun when I'm doing this. And I learned a lot of that from spending time with people like Matt Wilson and Martin Wind and Pete McCann, and also Kenny Banks too. They are serious about their craft, but they do like to have fun. And when we take ourselves seriously, but not so seriously, I think that can wash over our audience and they can appreciate what we do even more.
So speaking of, if anybody wants to, where the warm months are upon us, if anybody wants to catch you live, you know, get a copy of the new album, download it, get a copy, any of the good business, where do they go?
Sure. Well, live over the next month or so, I'll be playing many different shows in Central Ohio area, and then a few things a little further afield. My website will be pretty up to date on those things. I always have product with me. And then also, you can hear and listen to the you can listen to the music on all the streaming platforms. And by the time this airs, this is now will be up on Bandcamp too, if you'd like to purchase it as well.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I will put all these links in the show notes. Again, this album is stellar. I'm still old school. When I get the CD, I put it in the chamber, and I had this thing going over and over again. So it's great to catch back up with you again. Thank you so much for the music. Thank you for taking a minute out today. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Joe. I really appreciate you helping me let the world know about my art.
Yeah.
And thanks again. It's great to see you. And I wish you all the very best.
Yeah, absolutely. Same to you. And until next time, sir.
Thanks, my friend.
Thanks for listening and tuning into another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Toronto, Ohio, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Pete for swinging back by the program. If you want to hear more Neon Jazz interviews, you can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us at YouTube. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.